Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, we always joke that we should have our own reality show. And by joke, I mean we're dead serious.
Honestly, we just needed to be able to resolve the discussions about who said what and what was actually said more than anything.
Yes, even though I'm usually...
No way.
But the other downside is that we'd have to deal with the world seeing whatever aspect of our lives that the show edits together. And I don't trust anybody.
Unfortunately for us, our lives do more damage to us than anything they could edit our lives to look like. Like, oh, is that 4 servings of food for 2 people?
No, there's other people here. So Brittany Snow had to watch her ex-husband, Tyler Staniland, cozy up with his co-workers, plural. On the Netflix show Selling the OC. And shockingly enough, she didn't really love that.
I don't know why.
I know, it's
He's
crazy.
Just spreading the love.
Yeah.
That's what that is. But yeah, the on-screen drama caused a real-life breakup.
Yeah.
And now Brittany's sharing it all on our rival podcast. Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, it's us and Call Her Daddy, the top 2 podcasts,
the top 2 podcasts
in the world.
The whole world. Maybe the universe.
Yep. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, March 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order. Give me that,
So after Selling the OC dropped on Netflix in 2022, viewers watched the on-screen chemistry build between two of the show's main cast members, Tyler Staniland and Alex Hall. And they had a very flirty friendship. And a lot of people were like, what's going on here? Because Tyler was married to Brittany Snow from Pitch Perfect, John Tucker Must Die, a lot of movies. And then just a month after the show came out, Brittany and Tyler announced that they were getting divorced. So people immediately started to speculate that Tyler being so flirty on the show was the reason behind the split. And Brittany has never really spoken about her divorce publicly until now, because she just opened up about it on a new episode of Call Her Daddy.
Brittany was on the show to promote her directorial debut in the movie Parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And after they got all that boring project plug shit out of the way, Alex Cooper, the host, turned the conversation to Brittany's divorce.
Yes.
And Brittany starts off by saying she doesn't want to give the people on Selling the OC any more of her energy or time.
Yeah.
But then she does seem to confirm the rumors and speculations about the show being a factor in her divorce.
I was not aware of a lot of things, and I'll say that. So I will say what people think happened. Happened.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany does say that she had a sense that something was up, but she let her love for Tyler overshadow her instincts.
Yeah.
It's the whole adage, love is blind, not just a Netflix show, people.
Yeah, that classic adage.
Is it adage? God damn it. I still can't
remember.
I thought
you were joking.
I keep forgetting because I've always said it one way and then people on the show came so hard for me.
Yeah.
Still saying it wrong. Whatever. Brittany then opened up about how unprepared she was for this revelation about her husband.
I did not know, like, what was going on. I think as someone who's so hands-on with my career, I think I was just completely shocked that I didn't have a handle on reality in that way.
So these days, it seems like Brittany has a better handle on reality and has made peace with how everything went down. And it sounds like she's picked up a thing or two about how to handle relationships. So she says that nowadays, when it comes to her romantic partners, she's learned to see them as just real people and not this idealized version of them, but who they really are. I feel like that's something a lot of people do.
Hugely.
And like, once you step back and you're like, this person's not that great.
Yeah.
The crush goes away.
Take off those rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
Brittany also says that in spite of having her marriage to Tyler fall apart on television, the whole world to see, she doesn't have any regrets. Mm-hmm. She says there was love there. I think that gray area is hard to understand because it's much more salacious and interesting when it's just he did this and she did this.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And she says looking back on her relationship with Tyler, Brittany says, I loved that time when we had it. Mm-hmm. She also gives a shout out to the friends who were there for her during that difficult time. She says that she appreciated that they didn't try to fix her because there was nothing to fix. They just let her be her, which is what you need in friends. Like,
I know. She's like, they just let me lay there. It's like, that's what I want everyone to do, even if I'm not going through something. Just let me lay here.
Let me lay here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Brittany's current relationship status, she tells Alex that she's been in and out of things, but she is currently single. And that is my new status update.
What?
In and out of things. In and out of things. I love that.
In and out of crushes.
Irrelevant, Brooke.
In and out of crushes.
In and out of things. That's as specific as I will be.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay. So throughout the podcast, Brittany is very careful when she discusses her split from Tyler. In fact, she doesn't even name names. She never calls out Alex Hall directly, who is one of the women that Tyler flirts with very seriously. Alex asked her something about, I can't remember the exact question, but Brittany was like, which one? Like, meaning which one of the women from the show? But that did not stop Alex Hall from jumping into the conversation. So not long after the episode dropped, Alex Hall, I have to put her last name because like...
I know, because
I don't want it to sound like Alex Cooper.
I was like, wait, who? Yeah.
So Alex Hall from Selling the OC posted a reel to Instagram, and some people think that that was her way of throwing shade at Brittany.
Mm-hmm. We have ourselves a little mini Bethany.
Oh, God, yeah.
So the video that Alex Hall posted shows her on vacation, and over the video, she wrote, imagine talking shit about me in your ugly town to your stinky friend, and I'm just over here having breakfast in Lake Como before I head to my massage. It's like, okay. I talk shit about so many people who are on vacation. That's not going to stop me.
Yeah, and all my friends are stinky, so good luck narrowing it down.
Yeah, ooh, sick burn. Yeah, we hate showering. Everyone knows it. Alex Hall also added the caption, PSA, you will never be criticized by someone doing more than you. When working your way to the top, always have your blinders on. Focus on yourself, your goals, and what's important to you. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever Alex Hall's goal was in posting this, it seems to have backfired because she's gotten a lot of hate in the comment section from people who assumed that this was a dig at Brittany. Brittany Snow really just feels like a national treasure. Like, she just seems so sweet. Like,
that's
wrong person to come for.
I know. That's why, like, part of me was like, maybe she's not coming for her, because to say that you'll never be criticized by someone doing more than you could not possibly be talking about Brittany Snow, because Brittany Snow is a delight and a treasure, and she's doing so much.
Yeah.
Like, this couldn't, but I don't know.
Well, some people live in the land of Delulu, and this could be Alex Hall's situation.
Yeah.
But Alex did clap back in the comment section. She wrote, people are really jumping to a conclusion that this post is related to something that it's not. Y'all are here to stir up your own drama for real. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of E's.
A lot of E's.
And I got them all.
Yep, you did. You nailed them. So, Risha, Brittany has now opened up about her divorce from Tyler. What do you think about all of this?
Great.
Yep, I mean, from Wondery. Just kidding.
We got to do an outro like that.
I feel like she needed the time to heal.
Yeah.
And I think she comes from a place where she's done a lot of kind of like introspection and mm-hmm. has come to a place where she's in a better space about it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, that's got to be such a, like, it's one thing to find out you're being cheated on, like, amongst your, like, group.
Yeah.
But, like, on a TV show.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, a different, I mean, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
But it's, like, another layer of disrespect to be doing it so publicly.
Yeah. I know.
I'm glad she's rid of him.
Yeah.
That doorknob.
I know. And she does seem like she's so mature and chill about it, you know? And she's like,
I
do too. And she's like, you know, I had to accept my part in it too. She's like, I was also there in the relationship. And that's important to do. And like her and Alex Cooper both kind of said, you know, like at that point, you have to realize that person's clearly not happy if they're doing this. So something's not great.
Yeah.
And that's a really, you know, mature and smart way to look at it. It's hard to look at it that way. Like in the moment, you're like, the hell with this person. Like, and she's not a reality star. So of course she's not out there just talking about this every day. Like she's a different kind of celebrity.
Yeah.
She seems private and, you know.
Very private.
I get it.
I feel like, you know, her performance in Gossip Girl for that one episode where she played a young Lily Vanderwoodson.
Uh-huh.
I think just truly like just encompasses the talent that she has. So anybody that's suggesting she's lower tier.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on a reality show where you're selling houses. I don't care how expensive they are, has a lot of nerve, if that is who Alex was referring to.
Yeah, I'm going to give Alex Hall the benefit of the doubt. She's not my favorite person on reality TV, but I don't know that this could possibly be about Brittany Snow for all the reasons we've listed. You don't come for her. Like, you don't say that. She's a delight.
It's just weird to be a full-grown adult and subtweet people.
I know.
I want to do it.
I know. But she did also say in the comments, she was like, she's like, I love Alex Cooper. This has nothing to do with Alex Cooper. Like, so part of me is like, is she really just posting this reel for whatever reason? Or is she backtracking now?
It's called the backstroke.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And also, if I'm gonna ride this train of her being the new Bethany Frankel or like a light version of Bethany Frankel, then she's like, I'm gonna say this because I know it's gonna get people to engage with me.
That's
get
true.
That engagement up. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's all people care about now.
I know. Us included. So guys, if you could just go like this video on YouTube.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily. You can follow us on socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.